Tether hires a Big Four firm to audit its $184 billion USDT reserves for the first time. Tether, the company behind the $184 billion USDT stablecoin, announced on March 24th that it has engaged a Big Four accounting firm to conduct its first full independent audit. The firm, which Tether declined to name, will review assets, liabilities, reserves, and internal controls, going well beyond the periodic attestations Tether has published in prior years. Tether's mission has always been to build trust through action, not promises, CEO Paulo Arduino said. Trust is built when institutions are willing to open themselves fully to scrutiny. CFO Simon McWilliams added that the firm was selected through a competitive process because the organization is already operating at Big Four audit standard. Attestations versus audits. Why the distinction matters. Tether has published quarterly attestations for years. An attestation confirms that reserve balances match reported figures at a single point in time. A full audit is a different exercise. It examines assets, liabilities, and internal controls on a continuous basis, testing whether the reporting systems themselves are reliable. The Big Four refers to Deloitte, EY, KPMG, and PwC. These firms audit the world's largest banks and sovereign wealth funds. Getting one of them to sign off on a stablecoin issuer's books is not a formality. It means the firm is putting its reputation on the line, knowing that any misstatement becomes its liability. For context, Tether's reserves consist primarily of U.S. Treasury bills, with smaller allocations to gold, Bitcoin, and various loans. At $184 billion in circulation, as of March 25, 2026, USDT is by far the largest stablecoin, roughly 2.4x the size of Circle's USDC, $78 billion. The regulatory trigger, Genius Act compliance. The timing is not coincidental. The Genius Act, which is moving through Congress, would establish federal licensing requirements for stablecoin issuers operating in the United States. Compliance would likely require audited financial statements, not just attestations. Tether launched USAT, a U.S.-focused stablecoin, in January 2026 specifically to pursue regulatory approval under this framework. Hiring a Big Four firm signals that Tether is positioning USDT and USAT to meet whatever transparency standard Congress sets. This also addresses a long history of enforcement actions. In 2021, Tether paid $41 million to settle charges that it had falsely claimed full fiat currency backing. That same year, it settled with the New York Attorney General after covering up approximately $850 million in losses. In 2024, the DOJ opened an investigation into potential anti-money laundering and sanctions violations. A clean audit from a Big Four firm would not erase that history, but it would make it significantly harder for regulators to argue that Tether's current reserves are opaque. Circle stock drops 20% on the same day. The announcement landed alongside a separate blow to Circle. On March 24, CRCL shares fell 20% to $101.24, their worst day since going public in June 2025. Coinbase dropped nearly 10% to $181.04. Two catalysts drove the sell-off. First, a revised draft of the Clarity Act included language that would ban yield on passive stablecoin balances. The provision targets structures economically equivalent to interest, threatening programs like Coinbase's 3.5% USDC yield, Kraken's 5%, and Binance's 5.63%. Second, the Tether audit itself. Circle has built its competitive position on being the transparent stablecoin, regulated, US-based, routinely attested. If Tether closes the transparency gap with a full Big Four audit, while maintaining its 2.4x market cap lead, Circle's core differentiator weakens. The sell-off came after a 170% rally in CRCL since early February, making the stock vulnerable to any negative catalyst. What Tether still has not disclosed. The announcement leaves significant questions open. Tether did not name the auditing firm, it did not provide a timeline for completion, and it did not specify the audit standard, GAAP, IFRS, or another framework. There's also the question of political entanglement. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick's firm, Cantor Fitzgerald, manages a portion of Tether's USAT reserves. Bo Hines, a former Trump administration crypto official, leads Tether's US operations. A credible audit would need to address whether these relationships create conflicts of interest in reserve management. until the audit is published, the announcement is a commitment, not a result. But the commitment itself, getting a Big Four firm to agree to the engagement, is a significant step. These firms conduct extensive due diligence before accepting clients. And a stablecoin issuer with $184 billion in liabilities and a history of regulatory settlements is not an easy engagement to approve. What this means for stablecoin users. For users who hold or spend USDT through crypto cards, the practical impact depends on the audit's outcome. A clean report would strengthen confidence in USDT's backing, particularly for users in regions where USDT is the dominant on-ramp. If the audit reveals discrepancies, the fallout could be severe both for Tether and for any card issuer or exchange that relies heavily on USDT liquidity. The Clarity Act's yield provisions are a separate concern. If the bill passes with the current language, stablecoin rewards offered by exchanges and card issuers could be restructured or eliminated entirely. BTC traded at $79.11, 0.6%. ETHA at $2,065, 1.2%. And the Fear and Greed Index sat at 34, fear, as of March 25, 2026.